Welcome to Preaching Into the Mirror. I'm Sharmini Kumar. Each week I'm spending time with some of the stories of Jesus according to the Gospel readings of the Revised Common Lectionary, if that means anything to you. And I'm preaching the sermon that I think I most need to hear. You can't tell, but I look myself in the eye while I'm preaching via a mirror. You're welcome to eavesdrop. This week's passage is Matthew 18, 15 to 20, and it's part of a whole passage about relationships between people who follow Jesus, aka the church. I don't find this stuff easy. I can cope with Jesus much more easily than I can cope with some of his followers, and that includes me sometimes as well. So when I come across this passage about resolving conflict with other followers of Jesus, I want to move on to something more inspirational or exciting or comforting. I want to focus on the bit that's just about me, or that's just about me and God. And unfortunately, I'm the sort of person who likes to pick holes in things. I read these instructions and I immediately think, well, what about this other kind of situation? That wouldn't fit with these quote-unquote rules very well. But I know that the point isn't the rules. The point is we're part of a community and we should expect from that community both conflict and protection. What I mean is Jesus takes it for granted that there's going to be conflict. There are going to be disagreements. There is going to be offence. There is going to be hurt, and some of that will be minor and some of that will be much more serious. And unfortunately, that doesn't surprise Jesus. But the community is also supposed to be a buffer for us, a mechanism of protection, a cushion for the blow, even if the blow comes from another person in the community. Because we together are supposed to take on the role of reconciliation where it's possible, and shielding a hurt person from further hurt when it's not. And to not stop reaching out to sinners, because what else could Jesus possibly mean when he says we should treat offenders like tax collectors and Gentiles? The Jesus-following community is supposed to be a place where people who have been hurt are believed and protected and allowed to heal. And the Jesus-following community should also be a place where sinners are offered forgiveness and restoration. And those two things are in tension, and they always will be. So I don't actually really have a conclusion to this message except to say that I think those things actually make community worth pursuing. And there are the things that I think should be pursued in community: the healing and protection of vulnerable people and the grace offered to sinners, because I need both of those things. And I'm trying to let Jesus teach me how to offer them as well. Amen.